Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. University of Kentucky Extension Agriculture Economist Dr. Will Snell says Kentucky agriculture needs a good year in 2020. Dr. Snell and other University of Kentucky Ag economists presented their annual outlook for the coming year during the Kentucky Farm Bureau meeting earlier this month.
You tell me what's going to happen on the trade front, and that'll help me fill in the blanks a little bit better. It's a critical year. USMCA, of course, been watching to see if that'll pass. Really don't have a lot of changes in USMCA and NAFTA, but without those tariff reductions remaining in place, NAFTA, it's critical it passes.
Dr. Snell says passage of the United States, Mexico, and Canada trade agreement is critical.
We may not necessarily see a big boost in exports if USMCA passes, but if for some way we would lose the benefits of USMCA or NAFTA, it would be very devastating because that is our two of our top markets in the world.
He adds a trade agreement with China would also be a major boost for the agriculture economy.
I'm very optimistic about the agreement with Japan. I think that'll open the door for a lot of our, especially meat exports in the future. China's the big question mark. 4 or 5 years ago was our leading market. Mm-hmm. A lot of people over there, they tell me, got a lot more income. So they want protein. They're going to have feed. They want, I think, opens the door a lot for a lot of our meat exports in the future. We're already seeing some positive benefits from pork, given the African swine fever that's devastated a lot of their hog production.
We'll have more in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
UK Ag economist Dr. Will Snell says more exports is not the only answer.
Tremendous opportunity, but at the end of the day, just because we export more doesn't necessarily mean we make more. So we not only got to see export grow, but we've got to have profitable export commodities moving out of this country. And I think Kentucky's well positioned from a value-added standpoint. It's not necessarily commodities that... As the commissioner talked about this morning and as he is stated across this Commonwealth, we've got a lot of opportunities in the international market.
He adds demand shock would also improve the economic outlook.
I think we're all waiting for the next big demand shock. You know, you never wish bad luck on anybody from a weather side, on the supply side around the globe. But we saw the big boost from the energy policy. We saw when China opened up how big it could be several years ago.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.